I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I'd like to buy the world a book.
Welcome into episode 10 of More Than Marketing. I'm Rob Johnson. So on this week's episode, what I wanted to do was put together a short clip of just helpful notes for people that are in the real estate industry. And the reason for this is because I find myself all the time seeing friends and colleagues and just people in general who are moving into the real estate space. And they do social media with great intentions, but there's just something that is demonstrably wrong about their execution. And it's simple things. Like normally if an independent real estate agent came to me and said, "Hey Rob, are you interested in having WCG running my personal social media?" 9 times out of 10, I would say no, because normally it's just a training thing. But if the person is super swamped, if they're doing a lot of press, or if they're just an extremely busy person that has been established and they have a good social media strategy, that would be the one person out of 10 that we would take on. Now, a real estate firm full of realtors, that's a completely different ballgame. We'd take them on all day because it's a lot of fun and we have a really, really good hub and spoke model that works well for real estate companies and their independent agents. Beside the point, so what I want to do is put together hopefully a less than 10-minute podcast to help the real estate agent out. So if you're listening to this and you're a real estate agent, I really hope that these tips help you navigate the social media realm, because it can be really difficult. So I have 7 things on my list I want to get through. So let's go ahead and get right into number one. So number one is write your bio. So what I want you to do is think about who you are as a real estate agent, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what you can offer to buyers and sellers, and write it down, 250 words. Who are you as a real estate agent and what are your strengths? It's good to identify your weaknesses as well, as you can work on them as you progress as a real estate agent. And it's really good to have a high level of self-awareness that will help you with your real estate acumen and really just focusing on what you still have to learn. And it's like any other profession. It's a lifelong learning industry. And just so you know, my background in this, so I grew up in a house where real estate was the thing. That's all my mom did. And that was what I learned when I was a kid. And had I not went to college and had a different experience, I probably would be a real estate agent myself. And we have consulted with other real estate firms in our 10 year is a loose term at a WCG. So the second thing, after you have your bio written, what I really want you to think about is decide what platforms you want to use. Now, the platforms I would recommend are 3. I'd recommend LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. And here's what that looks like. I would use LinkedIn and Facebook. I would share similar content, set up either a Hootsuite account or something really simple that you can post to both platforms at the same time, so you don't have to make 2 posts on the same platform, just to save a little bit of time. And then on LinkedIn, I would make personal posts, and I would also write 100 to 300 word blogs just about your day, kind of a state of the union, what's going on. Just be very transparent. People really enjoy that. And then also take your content from Facebook and Instagram and port it over to LinkedIn. Now, after you decide what platforms you want to be on, I want you to think about your content sourcing. Now, this is important. When we talk about content sourcing, we talk about where are you getting your information from and what value does it have for the end consumer. And what I see a lot of people do is they'll go to one website, they'll get all their blogs from there, all their content from there, and it's the same thing, same design aesthetic, and people just get tired of seeing the same URL on your feed over and over. It is exhausting. So what I want you to think about is where you're getting your content from. Is it blogs? Is it Pinterest? Is it Google News, Apple News? Are you making your own content in an app like Adobe Spark? What are you doing to create content that is meaningful and valuable? And once you have a list of the 5 or 6 different places you want to source content from, and it can even be from yourself, it can be from your own knowledge base as well. And obviously, a big part of that content sourcing is going to be your properties, your listings that you bring on board, and then any homes in the area that are of significant interest for you think that people would be interested in. And then I want you to think about the mix of content. Now, this is the 4th point out of 7, and I really want to underscore italics, bold, red font. I really want you to listen to me on this. Nobody cares about the listings that you have on a daily basis. No one cares. People care when you post 10 times about things they can do to improve their house, things they can do to improve their resale value, tips and tricks for navigating a closing. When you give them exponential value and they see, okay, this person's actually contributing to the medium, whatever it is, then you post a listing and you say, hey guys, wanted to bring this one to your attention. I think it's really interesting. The 4th photo and I thought was quite breathtaking. And then now not only have you given them something new out of your content mix, but you've also engaged them to click on it to see whatever that 4th photo is. And understanding your content mix can be best summarized like this. You want to provide educational value 80% of the time, and you want to sell 20% of the time. Now, for realtors, I would say that is still a little bit too much selling, because 1 out of every 5 posts that's a listing or saying, hey, do you need someone to sell your house? Do you need someone to list your house? Are you looking to buy a house? That gets exhausting. So I would probably say 1 out of every 7 or 8 posts should be like that. And then the rest of them should be educational content, day in the life, here's what I'm doing type of content. So once you understand your bio, you understand your strengths and weaknesses, you understand what platforms you want to be on, you understand content sourcing, you understand your content mix, the 5th thing that you should do is execute. So take all of that planning, take all of the scheduling, the posting, the content, and then put it into practice. Start doing it. And I would say for most businesses, for most, especially realtors, I would say give it a year before you even think about having a significant following where people respond and comment. I would give it at least a year of dedicated 90-10 content mix where you're providing valuable educational content 90% of the time and you are selling less than 10% of the time. Execute that plan for a year, reevaluate, mark down how many followers you had on each platform on day 1, and then track it on day 30 and day 60. And every month, take a look at your growth numbers. But don't get too caught up in the followers. Really get caught up in the content and what you can be doing better to produce and create more content for people. Number 6 is huge. Number 6 is one of the things that bothers me the most about almost every business is that they don't respond to people that comment. Think about it like this. Someone is taking time out of their day to engage in your post. They're saying that's a great post, or that's funny, or I really like this house. I wish I lived in that area. And for you to ignore them is for you to tell them to unsubscribe. That's it. Now, obviously, there gets to a certain point where you might have thousands of comments a day, but you're not there. And then you can say, well, I can't respond to everybody. But if there's 10, 20, 30, 40 people, even when we do advertising on posts, like one of our clients, we had like 400 plus engagements. Every single person got a response. Like, I haven't seen a case yet where there's not enough bandwidth in our staff or the staff of the company to respond to everybody, because people are taking their time to do this. And you need to be engaging with them. That's the whole point of social media, is engagement. It's not just for ads. It's not just for selling. It's to build a community. And that's ultimately what helps realtors gain a bigger audience. Number seven, this might seem a bit maybe harsh, but really try not to beg. Don't beg for listings. Don't beg to show people homes, because that shows a lack of confidence. And I see a fair bit of people that are newer in the space that they just blanket social media, all of the co-op groups. You know, they just start begging for listings, and it just seems very desperate. People can smell that. Now, I have one of my friends, actually the one who sold my wife and I our house. She's been doing phenomenal on social media, and every time I think of like someone that's doing it right, I instantly think of her. And because it's such a refreshing stance to see people trying to be funny or trying to insert humor into their page and providing educational value. And like, those are the things that I want to see from a realtor. And that's the exact reason why, as long as we live in the area, we're only going to have one realtor, because she does such a good job. And I wish more realtors took that same stance of really understanding the dynamics of human behavior and what makes people track and want to be a part of somebody's community. So there it is. We did it in 12 minutes, and that's what I was hoping for, was around 10. So seven things to help realtors really use social media to their advantage. So I think that'll wrap up number 10 of More Than Marketing. I really appreciate you guys listening. If this was helpful for you as a realtor, please feel free to share it. And if you have any questions, you can hit us up at you can just hit me up, rob@wayneconsulting.org, for any questions. Be glad to answer them for you on there. Well, that's it. I hope you guys have a rocking week, and I'll catch you on the next one. Godspeed.